VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. government later today will announce additional sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua, in the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere. Though today's main focus is the regime in Caracas. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
Ahead of a Wednesday speech by National Security Advisor John Bolton, a senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 1960s. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Police in Colorado are searching for an 18-year-old woman suspected of making threats that led to a lockout at several Denver-area schools. Being sought is Sol Pais, who allegedly traveled to Colorado on Monday night. FBI agent in charge, Dean Phillips.
We identified that she departed the airport and went to a store where she did procure a weapon. She obtained a pump-action shotgun and ammunition. She was then taken to an area where she was last seen out towards the foothills. And we have been trying to find her ever since.
Among the schools targeted in the threat was Columbine, where a pair of students killed 13 people and wounded 24 others 20 years ago this month before killing themselves. For more news, you can go to voanews.com online or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron today meets with his cabinet to discuss the reconstruction and funding for the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral. This as crews check the structural stability of the iconic building and work to find the full extent of fire damage at the centuries-old Paris landmark. In a nationwide address Tuesday night, Macron said the plan was to rebuild it, in his words, even more beautifully within 5 years. So far, wealthy French families and businesses have pledged about $800 million to the project. But many restoration experts are cautioning such work could take decades to complete. All cathedrals in France will ring their bells tonight, exactly 48 hours after the devastating fire began.
Colgo questa occasione per esprimere alla comunità diocesana di Parigi.
Pope Francis has expressed his sorrow over what happened to Notre Dame Cathedral, telling the Archbishop of Paris, "I join you in your sorrow, as well as that of the faithful of your diocese, the inhabitants of Paris, and all the French people." This disaster, he said, has affected a national symbol dear to the hearts of Parisians and the French people in the diversity of their convictions. He also praised the courage of the firefighters who tried to contain the blaze and expressed his hope that Notre Dame will return to its former glory, that it reflects the architectural and spiritual heritage of Paris, of France, and all humanity. Back here in Washington, there is anxious waiting for tomorrow's scheduled release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, aimed at helping Donald Trump become president. The latest from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While Democrats are calling for an unredacted version of Robert Mueller's Russia report, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway predicts the president will be exonerated and Democrats will be disappointed.
People will cherry pick and try to find something in there. If you can't indict, maybe you'll just try to embarrass and harass. But that will never equal collusion. That will never equal indictment.
Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the report says there was no criminal conspiracy between Russia and Trump associates. But Mueller did not provide a conclusion on whether President Trump obstructed justice. The president's inner circle is said to be bracing for embarrassing information that could be divulged. And his legal team is already preparing a lengthy rebuttal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.N. Secretary General has appointed a special advisor to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. A spokesman says Antonio Guterres is very attached to his partnership with the African Union and will do whatever it can to support its efforts. The new special advisor is Nicholas Haysom, most recently the U.N.'s top person in Somalia. Gene Randall, VOA News.